Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
India rounded off their disappointing Asia Cup campaign by thrashing Afghanistan in Mirpur. The Afghans made a promising start after being asked to bat, but were soon in trouble against the Indian spinners. Ravindra Jadeja took 4 for 30, Ashwin 3 for 31 and Amit Mishra 1 for 21 as they collapsed to be all out for 159, with only Samuel Ashwin showing any resistance with 50. India's opening pair of Ajinkya Rahane and Shikhar Dhawan then ensured that their side would have little difficulty in reaching their target by adding 121 in less than 24 overs. Rohit Sharma and Dinesh Kartik competed victory with 8 wickets in the 33rd over. Australia finally ended South Africa's brave resistance to win the decisive third test in Cape Town by 245 runs and with it claim a 2-1 series victory. South Africa were bowled out for 265 with less than 5 overs remaining in the day's play. The final blows coming when Ryan Harris bowled Dale Steyn and Morne Morkel in the space of 3 balls. The hosts had looked like they might just succeed in their bid to bat through the day, as Vernon Philander, Faf du Plessis and Abe de Villiers dug in. However, Australia prevailed, with Harris finishing with figures of 4 for 32, Mitchell Johnson 3 for 92 and James Pattinson 2 for 62. England survived a late onslaught from Dennis Ramdin to win the third and final one-day international against the West Indies in Antigua by 25 runs. Ramdin struck 128 in 109 balls, as he alone took the fight to England, who had earlier made 303 for 6, thanks to Joe Root scoring 107, Joss Butler 99 and Mona Ali 55. They looked to be cruising towards victory before Ramdin gave them a few nervy moments, but he was the last man to fall, bowled by Tim Bresnan as England sealed a 2-1 series win. Susie Bates and Sophie Devine impressed again to help New Zealand women beat the West Indies women by 24 runs in the third 2020 international in Invercargill. The pair shared 5 wickets as the West Indies were bowled out for 109 in reply to New Zealand's 133 for 6. Bates took 3 for 21 and Devine 2 for 14 as the West Indies collapsed from 77 for 3 and 99 for 5, losing their last 5 wickets for just 10 runs. The result puts New Zealand 2-0 up in the 5-match series with 2 games to go.